Hey everyone, it's your girl Ayana.
And this is Delilah, and we're the non-corporate girls.
Checking in for episode 22. It's been an interesting week, right?
It has. First of all, I thought today was Thursday. And it's only Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. The best day, though.
Yeah, I love Wednesdays because I love recording.
Right.
I'm so excited about like what's going to come up, what the topic is going to be.
Yeah, all the revelations that we have in the week, you know.
Because a lot happens in, like life happens fast.
Life be lifing, okay. So, the topic for today is owning your truth, right? And we came up with that topic because we just had a fabulous NCG outing, checking out Girls Trip.
It was so fun.
It was incredible.
If you guys have not watched Girls Trip, I'll watch it again. I'm gonna watch it again.
I feel like I'm gonna watch it again as well. And also, just as a disclaimer, this episode may have a spoiler or two, so if you have not seen it, you probably may not want to continue listening to this. I mean, you could, because we're gonna share some knowledge.
And even if we do spoil it, it's nothing like watching it, because you have to get the experience.
It is such an experience. It is. So okay, so I don't know, like, do we go into, like, how we felt about the movie? Do we go into our favorite part about the movie?
Well, for one, like,
learned?
we could talk about a little bit of everything. But I think for me, the movie, anything, was very nostalgic. Like, it brings you back literally to a time when, like, too much didn't matter. Like, life was simple. And also, like, just seeing their transitions from, you know, college girls to becoming women.
Yes.
And the things that we go through, like, all of their stories were so different, where they were in their careers. Some were moms.
Like, you see yourself in all of them.
Yeah,
at different stages.
At different stages, I was trying to see, like, who I am, and I feel like I'm a mix of all of them.
Right.
At certain parts in my life, I was the crazy friend amongst my group, the one that was outgoing, less adventurous, and then, I don't know if so much I would say I'm like the motherly one. Like, I'm not the one over here trying to school you on, like, you know, you should be responsible and shit. I feel like everybody can handle their own.
Right.
So Jada in this movie, I didn't really
resonate with too much.
But
I think
when she came out her show.
Yeah, but see, but that was the thing. These, not like a facade per se, but when you kind of lose yourself and who you were to who you are now, and, you know, you kind of like close that chapter when kind of you really, you know, and I think the theme for the movie is, can you have it all in the movie? And it's like, can you be your full self, right? Because I felt like she kept, like, not hiding pieces of herself, but feeling like those chapters were closed. And it's like, the chapters can be closed, but if they're who you are, you got to kind of let them out. Like, you can,
no,
you
I
can
totally
always
agree.
Bring them out.
I totally agree. And I think that it further confirms that you can't have it all, but you can have it all at different times. Because I feel like you need to own your truth, and at every, like,
stage life,
everything is not going to be perfect. Like, we want to get to our, you know, our definition of perfect, whatever that is to me, or whatever, but, like, there's things that's going to happen along the road that's going to take you off that path, and it's not going to be great. And also, when things, you know, not taking responsibility for what you can change and understanding what you can change.
Yes.
Because in this situation, it was her marriage. But, like, I feel like she wasn't being her true self because she wanted this facade of how things should be, and it was more for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you, and I was listening today to Bernice Burgo's interview on The Breakfast Club, and a lot of what she was saying, she kept on referencing social media, and as much as she tries to claim that social media, like, she tries not to, like, absorb her.
Right.
It does. And it absorbs a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to, I mean, when your career is based on social media as well.
You can't be a hermit. Like, you have to actually check in.
Yeah.
Like, when there are people that's like, I'm not on social, I'm like, I totally understand why you're not on social media.
I question those people, though.
I judge them. Was it you who was like, I don't trust those people who are on social media?
Yeah. And I was reading something today. Somebody wrote, like, you're not more mature than me because you're not posting as much. Yeah, you're damn right. That does make you more mature. It's how you carry yourself in any situation.
And that's the thing. Like, that's why it's, like, such a blurry line for me. Because social media, some people, I totally get the people you're talking about. But then there are people who aren't on social media because they can't, they probably can't handle social media.
Yeah.
Social media is a lot. And a lot of people, unfortunately, kind of get their self-worth and how they feel about it from about themselves being on social. So some people, and then also there's a time thing, right? Some people spend a lot of time on social media and they kind of get lost in that world, and there's a whole bunch of issues where people are on social media, so I get that. But my other point in bringing social media up was that when you do have a job that focuses on social, or not social media, but you need to build your brand,
mm-hmm.
You kind of got to be checked in, no matter how much you want to check out of it, and you do it in moderation. And like you said, it's how you're doing it, right?
It's how you carry yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I guess if I had met people who didn't have social media, maybe I would look at them a little bit.
Yeah, this time and age is just like...
Or maybe
it
depends
like,
on what type of social media.
At this age, it's just like, it helps you keep up and in the loop, and you should know what's going on.
It's like
on.
Checking in.
Yeah, it really is like checking in. And I was watching an actual episode yesterday. That's so funny that the theme it was social media, because it was a Black-ish. I thought I watched every episode of Black-ish, but this one slipped through the crack. And it was about Rainbow Bo finding out that her youngest daughter was on the internet. She was like, she was watching porn.
Yeah.
And she was just curious about what sex meant or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they started like spying on their children and seeing how they use
social,
like, you know, the internet.
Yeah.
Period. And the, you know, the oldest, they're so funny. Junior and
Zoe.
And Zoe, they were like, well, we have access to internet in many different ways. So if y'all want to take it away from it, from us now, like, we're going to find a way. So y'all really need to trust us. So it's about being responsible, because a panel I seen also on social media, like certain jobs that we apply for across all industries, people check for your Twitter. Like if you think that they're not, because I know I Google the person who's going to interview me when I go into an interview.
Oh yeah, I check LinkedIn, I check Facebook, I check everything.
Yeah, I check their Instagram. What
you,
and then,
you just social is a part of branding yourself.
You need to use it more as a gift than a curse.
Exactly. Using it responsibly, like you
said.
But getting back to Jada, getting back to Girls Trip, yes.
The main character.
Yeah.
I just felt for her, because one thing I know that, and I think it's a woman thing more than it's a man thing,
mm-hmm.
because one, men, like being with other women, it doesn't shed the same light as when women are, like, being with other men, or women are, like, I never see, like, the backlash that men get for doing something wrong in a relationship.
Men,
I feel like people are watching to see how the woman's going to react.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you make a show, you look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one that just cheated. So he doesn't
I mean,
look, you know what I'm saying? This is double standard.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
But in this movie specifically, he was a dick.
He was a dick.
But I just feel like you need to know that, like, it's okay for things to fall apart.
Well, because nothing is planned. Like, the fact that, that's why every time I go somewhere, like a panel and stuff, and they go like, how many people think they have control of their lives? No one has control of their lives. That's a myth, and we need to let that go. We can plan from A to Z. Fucking B will throw a wrench in your shit. And then what you gonna do?
No, yeah, it's totally true. Like, and it's fine. It could be a mess. It's just how you put it out there, how you let it affect you, and
what your bounce back is like.
Yeah, I agree.
So so the movie was it was really great.
It was,
and
so
I to piggyback off Delilah, I think that it was really empowering, just to, as a reminder, to remind us that, like, your support system is everything. And to have a support system that's like your girls, like the people who know you. When I say your girls, I don't just mean like girls that you like, just girls. I'm talking about the people who know you, whether it's from high school, college, junior high school,
like whoever, that
from
core
10
group
years,
of
whatever.
That core group of women that, and then for guys, their core group of guy
men,
friends,
yeah,
like
definitely
whoever those people are, that you don't have to say much and they know you're hurting, or you don't have to say much and they're like,
they
something's
can see
off.
Right through this. Yeah.
They can see right through when you're being not your most authentic self.
Yeah.
And they come in
and they call you out on your shit.
Yes, you need those people around you that are going to call you out on your shit so that you could kind of snap out of it and go back to being, like,
right, but
honest
also,
with yourself.
Also help you. like, you know, those people who are gonna help you.
Yeah, it's not in a judgy way.
No,
it's
no
more
judgment.
In a, like, I'm here for you, what's going on, what's
but let's
up?
Be real, like, in order for me to be here with you, we gotta have a real conversation.
Yes.
So in order for us to have a real conversation, I need you to be real with yourself.
Right. And it just shows, like, in these relationships that we have, that we are nurturing and watering, yeah, and, you know, being
trying to,
like,
make it grow.
Yeah, it, things go left
all the time.
They go left with close friends, they go left with family members, friends. So it's just like, I think owning up, and once, yeah, you respect somebody that is a part of your life, and although the fuck ups happen or whatever, being able to apologize,
yeah, that was big.
Yeah,
that was really,
they really
big.
They really held each other down, like, because it's like, you could have your beast amongst your friend, but let the next person come through and try to come at her. Like, we understand where we stand with each other, but mm-hmm, I'm not going to have somebody else come through and think they could disrespect you in front of me, or, like, cheat you away, because, you know, all of us have our certain insecurities and weaknesses, mm-hmm, and for the people who love you and care about you, they will never use their weaknesses against you.
Right.
But for people on the outside, they will prey on you.
Right, right. Definitely. Yeah, so it was empowering in that sense, where it really helped you own your voice, which is why this is the theme of today's episode, because
own your truth.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Because when you are authentic with who you are, mm-hmm, and you have a support system around you that can, you can call yourself out on bullshit, but they can also call you out on that and be there to pick you up, be there to give for anything. I think that's the message that was resonating in the film. Top of it being super funny, mm-hmm, by the way.
No, it was super funny.
But what were we gonna say?
No, I was gonna say, and there's such a relief. Because when you over here line after line and pretending,
like, it's exhausting. Like, shit, I was exhausted.
It was like, I just wanted her to let it go.
Like, come on. And it's such a relief, though, when you can, like, let it go. When you can just own this. Just let it go.
Yeah. Yep. So it's just like, it ends up panning out in a better way when you could just let it go.
Shit will flourish, mm-hmm, you know, like, in the moment it may not feel that way, but it will flourish when you are being true to who you are.
I agree.
So
so own your truths, people. Be okay with the way everything unfolds, whether good or bad, because they really help shape you and take you to the next level.
Yes.
And if it's not for hardships, we don't get a test of our strength.
Yeah, we don't grow. Yeah. If you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shit is content all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you're not pushing any boundaries, if you spend your time just trying to make sure that the same bed is made all the time, what are you learning about yourself? What are you learning in your relationships? What are you learning in anything?
Yep, absolutely.
So,
what?
We would give girls trip on a scale of 1 to 5.
A 15. They were so funny.
A 15. So 5 stars all around. So, all right. So that's great. Moving into a positive note. We got to talk about our weekends, right?
Yeah, a positive note. I had such a fabulous weekend. Like, you don't realize how much we have access to living in New York. Living in New York City itself, there's so much to do, yeah, all the time. So, like, we really don't have to leave New York City. But I went to school upstate, and I didn't take advantage of things that are upstate.
Yeah, me neither.
I freaking went hiking this weekend.
And it was amazing,
and
right?
I loved every moment of it. It wasn't even one of the most, like, difficult trails, but it was a little hard. It wasn't one of the longest trails.
Right.
But it was difficult in, like, how steep certain things were, like rocks to be climbing. Mm-hmm. But it was so much fun to do it.
Yeah, it was liberating.
Yeah, like, I like the whole experience. Like, I would totally do it again.
Okay.
Exploring different parts of the Catskills. Just being, like, upstate is so much quieter.
Yeah.
The air is different.
It's
the
fresher.
Smell is
fresh.
Yeah, it's like literally the suburbs of New York.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. We take for granted all the time living in New York City, and we have a whole state
to explore. And it's,
and neighboring states.
Right.
So I get that. But so you had some R&R.
I definitely did. It was mad kickback, mad relax.
Yes.
At a restaurant called bonefish or fishbone. I can't remember.
It sounds so
grill,
weird,
but okay. It is so good. It's in Poughkeepsie. Uh-huh. The food was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I had like mac and cheese and steak. And it was just so good. Like the food was really good. The people that worked there was nice. So it's like, you know, going to different places and trying different things or whatever. You know, we always foodies.
Looking for good stuff. I know, we are such foodies. But that sounds good. I'm just glad you got some R&R in.
Yeah,
you know, we be on the go. You got to take a step back sometimes.
Yes, girl.
Yes. So, so this weekend, what did I do? So, on Saturday, actually, so we both had an R&R, which is great. On Saturday, I actually went to the nail salon, which is something I was
trying. Her nails look fabulous.
My nails are
lit. She has, like, this dope yellow. I think of a Maserati when I see that.
Right? High class, you know, hashtag bad and bougie. That's my shit.
We running with that.
I'm running with all summer.
All summer 17.
So, but shout out to local honey in Bushwick.
Local honey.
Yeah, so they were bomb. Local
that's
honey
my
in Bushwick.
Hood.
Yeah, I was in
the
your
new
hood.
Bushwick, not my
the
Bushwick.
The new Bushwick, right. It was definitely the new Bushwick. Mm-hmm. And I don't really go to Bushwick because, you know, it's hard for me to get to from Bedside to Bushwick. It's, like, weird, right? So then I got to, like, take cabs and stuff, and that's, like, annoying. So, but anyway, local honey was lit. Shout out to my girl,
amazing.
Nima. She's my girl. So if y'all need fill-ins or whatever, go to Nima. So, yeah, I had a great time there. And then, I ended up, like, hanging out with a friend, and we, like, you know, went to some places in Bushwick. Love Bushwick. It's dope. And that was crazy, and I live, like, in the other B, but I don't go to Bushwick. So this was good for me to go to Bushwick. But then on Sunday, I went to Sojo Spa in Edgewater, New Jersey.
I need to make my way there. Wasn't it amazing? I recommended her the place.
So she did recommend.
Because she was almost not going to drive to Jersey for it.
Yes, I was almost not going to go to Jersey, but I loved it. It was incredible. I recommend getting a service. Like, if you, the whole, like, day pass thing is great, too, but a service, like.
What do you get?
I had the heat salted massage.
Nice.
So, basically, fancy way of saying hot stone, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, they had Himalayan stones that they use and stuff.
Oh,
it was just
God.
So lit.
You did like a couples one or
nah.
Oh yeah, did
nah.
Separate?
Yeah.
Oh, she did. Okay. Nah. She did a different service.
Aromatherapy.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
I was fancy because you know we here.
Yeah, might as well take advantage.
But it was good. It was so amazing. And then obviously the day spot. I mean the having the day pass is really good too because the infinity pool was lit, the saunas were lit, the waterfall was lit, everything was lit. If y'all see my Instagram, I was trying to do a photo shoot.
I see. You was hashtag in your thoughts.
I was in my thoughts. I was rolling my thoughts.
She was channeling Riri.
I'm always trying to channel Riri. But yeah, so I had a really great time. And then we had dinner at Roomba Cuba, which was such a great restaurant. Yeah, well, I like Cuban food here, yeah.
Yeah.
It was such a great restaurant, though. Super, super affordable. The drinks were lit.
It was in Jersey?
Yes.
How y'all found this place?
Google.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we Google everything.
Yes.
And but it's like literally a salsa party. Like
fun.
I wanna go back because it was so lit. We were like, can we stay? Like it was so good. So I had such a fantastic weekend and then Monday hit.
Girl. So our Mondays were pretty much sad. I don't know what happened. Like
it was like crash.
Like, it was like a total
like a
low.
Crash.
Like I was on a drug super high and then I went all the way flat. Bottom because my Monday was, I mean, it turned around to be better, but I was just like,
yeah,
not feeling it.
Yeah, and it was tough.
And this has to do with owning our truth. And I mean, we'll speak about it more in our Let's Talk About It section.
Yeah.
But Ayana sent me an article that it like lift my spirits because I mean, I know by now that most of the things I feel, I am not feeling this alone.
Of course.
May feel it alone at that point, but other people have felt this way.
Definitely.
This happened. It's normal, but you can't stay in that sunken place for too long. Like,
right.
You have to check yourself out. Like, give yourself the time to, like, soak,
yeah.
And then you need to keep it.
And that's the most important thing. And, again, we'll get into this. But, you know, I always tell people you got to be kind to yourself. And it's something that we're also working on constantly. It's a work in progress.
Because we want what we want when we want it.
Yeah, and life doesn't work that way.
It don't. I try for it in my world, so. Failure.
We just talked about how shit is not planned. You can't plan. Okay, so but the point is we did get some R&R in, so that's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, so a hustler spirit.
Oh, this is good because on Friday, before leaving for the weekend, we had a little happy hour sesh.
Yes,
with the girls.
Wasn't it cute though? It was speakeasy.
Yes, I'm not telling you the spot, not yet. Right. I'm gonna enjoy it a few more times before I let the general public in on the secret.
But we just had some rosé, kicked back.
Our favorite drink. This is really the drink of the non-corporate girls.
I know. Rosé. I say this every episode. We really need to find like a rosé sponsor.
We're going to. Working on it.
So yeah, we kicked back with the girls of Mixed Company podcast. And it's three of them. It's three people. One's a guy, but we kicked back with the girls, actually. Yeah.
Kai and Karina, shout out to y'all.
Yes.
Kai had me on the floor. Talk about, she is like the epitome of the office in real life. And we was just talking about shit that goes on in the workplace and like, you know, work grabs or whatever. But her come at me correct approach is so flawless.
Her delivery is really like,
I was here for her.
It's really hilarious. So you guys gotta check them out, Mixed Company, because they're dope as shit. Mm-hmm. And we support.
We support, and we just wanted to connect with them. And I had met them at a Yahoo event. Well, met Kai at the Yahoo event.
Right.
We set this up so I can also meet Karina.
Yeah.
And, you know, we was just vibing over drinks, how we could support each other.
Right.
And just continuing to foster our relationships that we make along the way.
Of course, you know, because it's all about us creatives and cultivators.
Yep. So that was that part.
Mm-hmm. That was it for us this week.
Yeah, because we haven't gone to events.
This week has been low-key.
Yeah, it has
which
been
I'm not upset about.
Me either, because I have to, like,
regroup.
Yeah, regroup, because we are behind on some of our scheduling of how things should be rolling out.
Yeah.
So we'll put that on front street.
Exactly.
And things without our control, because something I try to regroup us on and, like, you know, keep us in check is, like, let's handle the things we can handle and not worry too much about the things that are not in our control, because it's like one of those situations where you have $100 bill and you lost $1, but you're trying to find the dollar, and I appreciate that you have $100 bill. It's like, you gotta, where's your priorities at? What matters more, you know?
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
Just not stressing ourselves out over the shit that's like,
basic. It's hard.
It is hard.
But we trying to push forward.
And it's a mind game, like Ayana said.
It's a mind game, which we'll talk more about. So, off the record.
So, you know, we are in our TV junkie stage for the summer.
Yes.
And we both caught up with Insecure and Power.
Yes.
Insecure, though. Last 3 minutes of the show
that everyone's talking about,
and everybody is coming at Issa for and like being mad judgy.
My friend was like on her Facebook page, she was like, I low-key felt like she was just like raped but not. She was does anyone else feel that way?
I mean it
like uncomfortable.
Yeah, it just happened so damn quick. Like, he was not trying to, like, was she even wet? Like, he didn't even like foreplay. It was angry sex, right? It was revengeful. Like,
yeah,
he didn't seem like he cared. I thought it was a very whack thing, but I just, so many people go through it.
I was gonna say it happened.
Just as quick. Like, for me, it hasn't happened like that exact way.
Right.
But we know how trying to fix something and it just be easier to have sex and you think it's gonna resolve everything or whatever. Not always is the case. Yeah, certain things you come back from it depending how deep the situation is. But in this case, like, they hadn't seen each other for a minute.
Yeah.
And, like, he just came to get mail. And then it was like, what was his intention? I don't even know.
I think he's just so angry at her.
He is.
Like,
but,
you know, like, yeah, he's just angry. Like, I mean,
I just don't know how she thought that, like, it happened in that exact way. Like, she should have made him earn it a little bit more. Or, at least I would have seen that him trying and me, like, now I have the power back. Because shit like that happens because who's trying to have the power over the other person?
But in the moment, she wanted him to talk to her so bad. Like, she's not thinking about all that. All she's thinking about is, oh my God, this is what's happening.
He's giving me the attention.
Yeah. It's like all attention is a good attention.
It's about who has the power. That's like, that's what happens in breakups. That's what happens in like in situations where we're not on good terms. Like, it's hard to feel good about yourself when shit is wrong in like the relationship, and then you're the one who cheated, because at the end of the day she did cheat. This is her fault while shit is the way it is.
It is.
But it's just like, yeah, she needed to do better in her decision making. It just happened so damn quick. It happens quick, even as the viewer.
Yeah. It was just, I didn't even know how to feel in that moment. But I get it.
Yeah.
You know, we get it.
It's so real.
But in general, like, just aside from that three minutes that happened, whatever it was.
That took over the whole episode.
The episode was good. It was funny.
It was fun. That soundtrack, the music that was playing, shout out to Cardi B in that Bodak Yellow.
The soundtrack was lit. And I feel like this season, as you know, we saw preludes of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. She's going to be really, I feel like she's going to really, like, be hanging out with her girls more. Like, they all going to really, like, you know,
the focus that is not support so much on, system. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're going to get back together by the end of it, or?
I don't know if they're going to get back together. I mean, I feel like a part of me kind of doesn't want them to get back together, because in real life, you know, people don't always get back together with their ex.
It's not, but at the end of the day, I feel like in real life, people get back together more often than not. And it'd be a fucked up situation rather than leaving it. But because people be so hung up on, I'm going to try to make it work, I'm going to try to make it work, he's going to change, I'm going to change him.
I think it's some relationships shouldn't be they don't get back together. Some they get back together and it's fucked up, or some they get back together and they actually grow from it and it works out. I don't know where they will fall in this one, but I don't know where they will fall, but I'm really excited that we get to see though what's
gonna
happen.
I'm hyped for all that. I just wish the show was an hour and a
half. I know, right?
It goes by so quick.
Unlike our other show, Power, that's an hour of like open mouth. Yes.
Power was crazy. Like,
Power was lit. Like, my mouth was open.
See, I think the writers, like, doing this because we were getting too comfortable and thinking we knew what was going to happen. Because I did not see that guard getting killed.
I didn't see the last 10 minutes happening.
Like, I thought he was going to be... I mean, I was not so shocked that he was going to be free. But I think what got me more was... Because, you know, he has something to upkeep being in jail. Like,
but it's like how he got free, though. Like, where, how the fuck this bitch go and say some shit next, you know, the court, that the case is getting thrown out. What?
Yeah, because they wasn't, you know, doing things properly.
No, I know. But the fact that happened.
Or the fact that she even went along with it. I mean, she knew. She seen the proof. Like, he doesn't have the gun. But
yeah, the guard, that was really
the guard just threw me all the way off.
And you know what? I can't, like, it was like, I kept saying to myself, again, you know, if you haven't seen it, these are spoilers, so please. But I kept saying to myself, like, yo, just please don't go all the way. Please don't go all the way. Yeah. But you know what? Like,
if he had to, because...
But that's me. Like, I mean, that's not me, but...
If he stood alive, he was going to come for him.
Like, right. But it's also, he, like, blacked the fuck out. Okay?
What he
zero
was telling
to 100, like, Drake.
No, it was not zero to 100.
Like...
Because that man came at him talking that shit, and he...
No.
He was, like, holding, but he kept on pressing
I'm
that button.
I'm talking about when he started hitting him.
Oh, my God. When he took the weight... And he smashed his head.
No, I know. He killed him. I know.
I think he dreamed. But when he just kept on, like, he was already dead. He was
the zero to 100. Zero, like, you saw his. It's.
I couldn't watch. So, I was just like in shock. I couldn't watch.
No, it was fucking crazy.
And Egan's dad, because that's Tommy Egan's
dad.
I don't care what.
That is so
we
but I'm laughing because you like Egan's dad.
I thought like one of the DAs. Shut up. I know that's his dad.
That's his dad.
Nobody ain't gonna tell me that.
Fuck yeah.
That was like the interest, and then he was saying like he knew too much.
He's like, this is the second time you asked Tommy.
Yeah. Like, and you white and you look like him.
I'm done. I can't.
Yana's having too much fun.
Yeah, so, Sunday night is lit.
I love Sundays. Like, don't call me. Don't, if you're not on Twitter, on the couch, like, going in these
Sunday
tweets,
is
don't
lit.
Don't call me. Please don't call me.
Sunday is lit.
I'm not picking up.
But you know what? You need to watch The Bold Type.
I do. Maybe I'll do it right now when I get home.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I love Freeform, okay? For those of you who...
She's been raving about them.
I love The Bold Type. It's such a great show. But anyway, yeah, so Sunday's lit. Check out Insecure and Power and stay tuned for next week.
When we start, like, gagging over something else that happens.
Facts. So, hashtag obsessed with.
Yes.
Keeping with the flow of Girls Trip. You know, we recently had Tiffany Haddish as one of our hashtag obsessed with. Because she... I love her. She's my, like, new favorite person ever.
She is so funny. She's my spirit
the
animal.
That whole story of the whole swamp with Jada and will forever be the funniest shit I've heard.
That will, if, like, you want to check it out, that was a clip of Jimmy Kimmel.
It's so hilarious. But either which way, in keeping with Girls Trip, our hashtag obsessed with this week is the lovely Jada Pinkett Smith.
Who came through.
Came through.
And was like...
She, like, yes, tapped into Set It Off days.
She definitely did. She came in her 411. And petite self, yeah. And held it that she was like, what's up?
What's
up? And I was here. That was, like, my favorite part.
We was here for it. We was all here for it.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah, so Jada is an actress, a singer, songwriter, dancer, businesswoman, philanthropist. I mean,
mother,
wife, yes. Obviously.
She's just all around amazing, and, like, she's just so in tune because, yeah, like, listening to her interview, like, she's funny, like, she just fits in any world.
She does. She's super. She's like a chameleon.
Mm-hmm. She fits in any world. Like, if she needs to turn up, she will. Because I feel like her character is very much a depiction of her in real life. Like, she goes, she protects, yeah, and goes after anybody who's going to come after something that's important to her.
Right.
She'll come to your defense. And she's just, like, so real. Like, she's been in the game since 1990.
Yes,
she's
1990.
She's grown up with,
yes,
the culture.
Yes.
So, she gets it. Her relationship with Tupac solidifies that. Like, she...
And just even her just being an actress, like, from A Different World, which was one of my favorite shows, yeah, to her being in Gotham as Fish Mooney, which she plays oh so well. Mm-hmm. Like, she does that role down to a T. I mean, she's, yeah, just, like, dope. And she's so real. Like, her realness is just out
and
of this
even
world.
Even her transparency with her relationship with Will, like, she's his number one fan.
And he's hers, though.
Like, they're going away to Croatia.
Yeah, because he's on tour with Jazzy Jeff.
Yes. And she was like, yeah, I'm going with Will. I'm going to be there. Like, you know.
It's
not a word. It's just, say no
it's
more.
It's such a beautiful partnership they have.
Yeah,
they have like such understanding with themselves and what they want out of this relationship, which is why I think they've lasted so long. You know, everyone can say all these things they want.
I mean,
but
yeah,
it's whatever they are doing is working for them.
And that's what the fuck. Y'all don't understand. Like, the struggle be so real, people. But, like, it doesn't even matter because our hashtags are hashtag for the book. Hashtag bad and bougie. And right now we're more on the bad side, and it's fine. We're gonna make waves and, like, complete that hashtag. But
so that was just a quick insert from Delilah. But back to Jada Pinkett. Yes, that's what matters, that their relationship is lit for them.
It is. They do what works for them. They're still together.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe. And I don't even think all people take notes, because again, own your own truths. You gotta, yeah, do what works for you. Everybody's lives don't operate the same.
It's not everyone doesn't fit into one box. No. Like, it's really your life.
And like, literally, there's people who are where you may wanna be, or you, like, you aspire to be. And if they gave you their blueprint, there's mad shit you probably won't even want to do. Yeah. And that's what they had to do to get there. So it's like, do you really want that entire lifestyle as it comes? Most of the people just want that at the top.
They want those now, results, but they, yeah, don't want that journey.
Yeah, because the journey don't be cute for anybody. Like it's not always all pretty.
But, and it's also different journeys all the time. Like, there is no blueprint.
I mean, you could see it amongst some of the people you rock with. Like, there's certain things that I know certain people around me are not gonna be willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, because it's like, you gotta know what you're,
like, what you can handle.
Yeah, what you can handle. Yeah. Like, what's your point or whatever.
Agreed. Yeah, so Jada's our girl this week. She did a great job as usual in Girls Trip. And we rock with her. Right?
I agree.
So wrapping this up, this interesting episode up, let's talk about it. So our let's talk about it question today is actually kind of interesting because we kind of pulled it ourselves from this theme of owning your truth. And something that was really powerful in the movie for us was the power of rediscovery, which was something the Regina Hall's character said. And then also, as Delilah mentioned, on Monday, I sent an article to her. And the article was really interesting because it was from Levo. Mm-hmm. Levo, and it said, I think the title was, I'm my own boss, but I still have, like, my insecurities. And it really resonated for us. So the question is,
I'll read it really quickly. It's, what are some things to take into account when facing rediscovery?
Yeah.
So we thought of it, like, what are tools you can do or tools that you can use?
Yeah.
Or just, like, setting your frame of mind up.
Mm-hmm. And something that's really important as like a first step, I guess, is knowing your power. You know, I feel like it's hard for a lot of us when we go through transitions. And trust me, Delilah and I have gone through a lot of transitions. We've gone through so many transitions in the past couple of weeks, than more than you'll even know in just a couple of weeks. So, you know, but in general, we all go through so many transitions. And sometimes, like, we're scared of, like, I guess not like starting over, but scared of doing something different or learning something new because of fear or because we're just not really confident in what we bring to the table, who we are. And really just owning your power is so important. It's so important. And then the other thing is having a support system. You know, like we said, Girlship really resonated for us because when you have a support system, whether it's just you having your girls to help you out of a relationship that isn't going bad or just being there, or having people that support you to being an entrepreneur, like, having that support system is crucial, I think. Like, it takes a village to raise a child, and it's the same way with our lives and who we are, I think, right?
I agree, and just the same way me and Ayana describe ourselves as accountability partners is just like somebody who's gonna remind you that you got this. Like, you're gonna, like, I know when I was going through like certain things or whatever, like when I was coming back from Florida and I was trying to look for a job or whatever, and my friend is like, yo, you always go through something but you always bounce back. Like, I wish I had that, you know, because for some of the skills that you exude as a person, like that you have, sometimes we look at them so simple, and yeah, there's people that wish that they can maneuver the way,
right,
you
like
do.
Like, just having the strength. Just yeah, having, yeah.
Like, I drove over here. I came. I was like, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
But not everybody has that same enthusiasm about, like, it's going to work out, whether I like it or not, it's going to work out.
Exactly.
And there's some people that wish they could operate that way, because some people need that security so much, or, like, they won't step out their shell because they're used to something. Like,
security and validation. And it's, yep, like, we've said this in constant episodes, mm-hmm, like, you have to really validate yourself. Like, that comes first, you know what, right, I'm saying? Because if you don't have the courage to do whatever it is you want to do, then it's never going to get done.
Absolutely, I agree.
So those are some things that we were thinking about as we were thinking about this, because in the article, the author really talks about mind games a lot and how she is her worst critic, basically. You know, she tricks herself out all the time. Mind you, this woman is a business owner. She did it. She's doing it. She faced her fear. She's showing up and she's doing what she has to do. Yes, she still has these insecurities. And you're going to have that. Like, we're not saying you're not. But what we are saying is,
don't let them dwell for too long.
Don't let it stop you. Don't let it hinder you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you have to be kind to yourself. You have to be kind to yourself. Where I know personally, and this week is a testament to that, we're hard on ourselves. You know, we're just, yeah, like, damn, like, are we doing the right thing? Is this what we're, you know, is this the right path? Like, I mean, there's all these questions all the time.
Absolutely. So find what your joys are.
Yes.
Tap into those things. Surround yourself with the people that can take you out of your funk so that it can just alleviate the worry or the minds. Like, yes, yeah, you want to embrace what your feelings are, but, like, just stopping what you're doing and doing absolutely nothing helps.
Yeah. and, that R&R.
Yeah, and then also decluttering people and things, yes, because there's certain people who project their shit on you.
Yes.
And you need to give them the arm's length.
Yes.
For some time.
Like in school, like, where yeah, we like, had to fingertips touching. Yes. Yeah.
And that will help vacate those energies.
Yeah. It will start to help you put you in the aura that you want to be in. You know what I mean? Because energy is real.
Oh, we know that.
Energy is real.
If you listen a couple of episodes back.
Yes.
When we spoke with about destiny.
Yes. Energy is so real. So real. And having that positivity around you, especially for yourself, being able to have that strong bounce back game and be kind to yourself, knowing that maybe you don't have all the tools you need or you don't have all the skills you think you need to get something done, but knowing that you'll either get there or you'll learn or you'll get people who can help you. Like, I mean, you know, I think we focus a lot, and I'm guilty of this, on the results, but we really never take time to enjoy the journey. And I think the power of rediscovery is just that, a journey.
And I've heard other times before that when people get to the end result, they really wish that they would have taken more appreciation for the journey, yeah, because it kind of doesn't come around again.
Yeah.
And you miss certain things because, right, like, you're like, what helps me ground me is me thinking to myself, if everything got answered, if everything I needed was given to me right now, what would be the purpose of tomorrow?
Right.
So it's like, yes, you have a purpose. You're going to enjoy the things, like, you know, not literally what the purpose, like, what's the point, right, of tomorrow. But it's just like, there's something in the thrill of it, right, of seeking, you know, how things are going to play out, how
and the lessons that are learned.
Yeah. The people you get to meet along the way.
Yeah. I mean, it's real. It's a roller coaster ride, but it's probably one that you shouldn't get off of. You should probably, like, keep seeing where it goes.
And I mean, the people who stick it out are the ones who end up where they want to be. Like,
facts.
That's what weeds out the greats from the not greats.
Yeah. It's
the ones who stick at it.
It's true. So,
On that note.
Be great. Just as a reminder, definitely send us your love, your questions, your anything you want to share with
Hit
us.
Hit the follow buttons on Instagram.
Yes, and so Twitter. Subscribe to us, iTunes and SoundCloud. Hit the follow on Instagram. Send us an email, noncorporategirls@gmail.com. Even if it's just to say hello, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think.
We love engaging. We respond.
We always engaging. And just as also a quick thing, you can follow myself on Instagram at the_Aya_brand. You can follow Delilah at Miss Delilah C on Instagram. All right?
Yep. Later.
Bye.